This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying the book of Titus by finding answers to a series of questions. Another good question to keep in mind as you read the Bible is this: are there any promises for me to claim? In reading over the book of Titus, two promises that should grip our attention are eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time, and our blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came once, about 2,000 years ago. At that time, He gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. Titus 2:14. If you've trusted in this promise, you are saved and you have something to look forward to. Jesus Christ is coming again. It will be a glorious appearing. When He comes, our fondest hopes of being all God wants us to be will be realized. Isn't that a wonderful promise? No matter what happens in our lives down here, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Do you believe this? These are promises for you to claim, found here in the book of Titus. Let me encourage you to study and reflect on them. I will be spending some time on this program the next few days before Christmas, sharing some conclusions I came up with when I did this. And if you'd like to send a last-minute gift to someone, I'd recommend ordering my daily devotional book, Unlocking the Mystery of the Ages, by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and clicking the link on the homepage for ordering it.